For Haley Henry, the joy and excitement of starting a family was tempered by the fact that she had a 50-50 chance of passing on the neurofibromatosis, NF, gene, which led to her own cancer diagnosis in 2012. "Every little piece of me knew I wanted kids, but that it came with an added risk," says Henry. BC Cancer's Hereditary Cancer Program, HCP, helped alleviate a lot of that stress for Haley and her husband, Aiden. "We were set up with a genetic counselor at BC Cancer, Victoria, who gave us all the facts and information we could ever need. Their twins, Hunter and Brody, have both since tested positive for the NF gene, and this invaluable information is arming the new parents with the knowledge to plan for their future. I am very thankful that we found out at such an early age so that we can monitor them closely. For now, we will just watch for little signs. Once they are older, we will start scans to make sure all is well and hope for the best, as not everyone with NF gets cancer." The BC Cancer Foundation is fundraising $11.3 million to fully fund the new BC Cancer, Victoria Ernie and Ivan Yakimovich Integrated Care and Research Pavilion, the new home for genetic counseling on the island, to help provide other Vancouver Island families facing hereditary cancer risk with the same peace of mind. Henry's cancer journey began in 2010 with extreme back pain. A non-cancerous tumor was discovered on the nerves in her lower back, a common symptom of neurofibromatosis, and Henry underwent surgery to have it removed. 2 years later, the tumor grew back, and this time it was cancerous. Henry was in her early 20s and living in Whistler, so her mom temporarily moved from Victoria to help her make the daily commutes to Vancouver to receive radiation treatment and surgery. Haley Henry and her twins, Hunter and Brody. Photo via BC Cancer Foundation. "I have a pretty big scar down my back and am missing part of two of my ribs on my right side, but I am happy to say I am now 11 years cancer-free." In addition to hereditary cancer care, Henry is grateful more room is being made in the BC Cancer, Victoria Ernie and Ivan Yakimovich Integrated Care and Research Pavilion for other supportive care services, such as psychiatry and patient and family counseling, as they were invaluable in supporting her and her mom. "I was the one with cancer, but my whole family was part of the journey, and it was just as hard on them. Having resources available not only to patients but to their support system is massive. I can't imagine what my mom went through," adds Henry. "Watching your child deal with cancer is something I hope I never have to go through. But if I do, I am confident I will be in good hands. Donate today to double your impact." Until December 6, Peninsula Co-op is matching donations, up to $100,000, to the BC Cancer Foundation's campaign for the new Research and Care Pavilion.